First, the proposed Back 40 mine would produce gold and other resources in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, right across the river from Wisconsin. Recently reported documents show that the state of Michigan signed off on the project even though environmental regulators had concerns about Aquila Resources' permit application. The Toronto-based company wants to mine gold, zinc, and other metals near the Menominee River. It's about 35 miles upstream from Marinette. But the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin, whose reservation is two counties away from the proposed site, is trying to keep that from happening. Danielle Kading is WPR's reporter in Superior. Danny, good to have you back.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, give us some background on this Back 40 mine. What's the proposal here?
Yeah, so Canadian company Aquila Resources plans to build a mine to mine gold, zinc, and copper, and that would be at times within 150 feet of the river in the western Upper Peninsula on the Michigan-Wisconsin border. And so it would be an open-pit sulfide mine. It would operate on about 83 acres, and it would be about 750 feet deep. And it would provide millions of pounds of zinc, copper, lead, and silver, and in addition to gold.
And as with a lot of mines, there's been some controversy here. We'll talk about some of the challenges. But first, what are we finding in this release of documents from Michigan's environmental regulators?
So the documents from the Water Resources Division with the then Department of Environmental Quality in Michigan showed that regulators or staff had significant concerns about the information that was being submitted by the company on wetlands and water quality. Basically, they were saying that they had insufficient or incorrect information from mine consultants to assess the impacts of groundwater and wetland modeling. So they don't really feel like they got a good idea of what the impacts would be. The mine consultants made changes on numerous occasions without consulting with the department on those changes. And that really resulted in inaccurate information being presented to regulators as far as what the impacts to wetlands and water quality would be from the proposed mining operation, whether it's during operation or throughout the life of the mine and once it's done.
Despite those concerns that we've learned about from regulators, the state of Michigan ultimately approved this permit. What do we know about what they said in the approval process?
Yeah, so the state of Michigan issued the final wetlands permit last June. And this final wetlands permit basically had conditions. They had to meet a number of data collection points where they had to have baseline groundwater and wetland data before they could start construction of the mine. And basically, opponents to the project are saying that's information that should have been worked out with regulators before any kind of permit was awarded. Because basically, they're saying that the mining company is saying, well, just trust us. We're going to give you this information and everything's going to work out fine. But as the documents have shown, there's some reservations with staff about their ability to provide that information and do so correctly.
Ultimately, the Environmental Protection Agency, did they at the federal level get involved in approving this?
Yes, they did. And that was one point that the tribe, the Menominee Tribe of Wisconsin, wanted to see was the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers handle permitting of this project because they're a sovereign nation. So they feel that under their treaty rights, they should have dealt with federal authorities on this. But that didn't happen because the EPA had already granted permitting authority to Michigan. And that's been a sticking point because the tribe has said that they were not consulted on this project as a result of that. And that's a requirement under federal laws, but not under state laws, as far as I know. And so basically, it's caused some problems. The EPA objected to the wetlands permit at first, but then a few months later, they agreed with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality that yes, they could issue the permit with conditions.
Talking to WPR reporter Danielle Kading about the Back 40 mine. It's in Michigan, on the Michigan side of the Wisconsin-Michigan border by the Menominee River. Are there legal challenges? Are there court challenges going on right now, Danny?
Yeah. So after this final wetlands permit was awarded, the tribe initiated a lawsuit against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. So they sued them, and basically that lawsuit was dismissed by a lower court. Now they're appealing that in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, and they're also appealing it at the state level. So they're trying to use whatever legal avenues they have to get the kind of representation that they wanted to see in the first place throughout this permitting process.
Danny, can you talk a little more about why the Menominee tribe is particularly interested in this mine?
Yeah, so the Menominee Indian tribe is very tied to the Menominee River. You know, they can trace their creation story and history back to the river, and there are culturally significant sites there, including burial mounds with remains of tribal ancestors that are up and down the Menominee River. So it's something that they're very concerned about, being able to preserve that piece of their culture and their history.
What has the company itself, Aquila Resources, said about environmental concerns raised about this mine?
Yeah, so Aquila has said that this has been through a really rigorous process by the state, that they have permits that contain stringent conditions that ensure that the mine will operate with minimal impacts to the environment and surrounding waters. And they say that they stand behind the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, which is now the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. So they believe that regulators made the best decision.
Now, we're here in Wisconsin talking about this. The Menominee tribe is involved. Also, the Menominee River flows out ultimately into past Marinette and Menominee, right? So there's a Wisconsin side to this story.
Right, yeah. The Menominee River drains into Green Bay and there into the Great Lakes. So this has been a really big issue for environmentalists and the tribe in the area.
So we're watching this in the courts now. What are we looking at as far as next steps for the development of the Back 40 mine?
So as far as the next steps, my understanding is that they're currently going through all the baseline data collection that was required. And they, I mean, Aquila Resources, is working with regulators on collecting that information on groundwater and impacts to wetlands to make the models more accurate to get a better idea of the impacts there. And also on the legal side of things, it looks like they're set to hear oral arguments in federal appeals court next month. So we'll see what the federal court panel has to say about that.
Danny, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Thanks, Rob.
Danielle Kading is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Superior. We talked with her about the latest on the proposed Back 40 mine in Michigan's Upper Peninsula near the Wisconsin border.